You're listening to the teaching ministry of Michael Williams, pastor of International Outreach Church, located in Wills Point, Texas. Get ready to be challenged, charged, and changed by the Word of God which you're about to receive.
Man, have I got a message for you today. Woo, you're going to love this one. You're excited already, aren't you? I can tell. I can tell you're excited already. Ephesians 4, starting in the 20th verse, says, "You have not so learned Christ," and if you want to know what he's talking about, if you'll back up, he talks about Gentiles that have gotten in sin and so on, or past feeling and so on. He says, that's not us. Now, he's talking to Gentiles who have accepted Jesus as Lord and Savior. And he says, now, you have not so learned Christ. How many of you know Jesus as Lord and Savior now?
Yes.
Okay, so we should have learned some things. May we live a certain way. We don't live that way now. And the reason is because we've learned from Christ and learned through Christ certain things that are right, certain things that are wrong. You have not so learned Christ, 20th verse, if indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him and the truth is in Jesus. Everybody believe that?
Yes.
Next verse, 22nd verse, that you put off concerning your former conduct or self. Everybody say put off.
Put off.
Now see, I love the analogy here. This is analogous to just getting dressed, having certain clothes on, certain clothes that are appropriate, certain clothes that are not appropriate, you know. And so he uses that analogy by way of example. He uses that to tell us that there are certain things that we actually wear, certain habits that we wear, certain deeds that we do. They're like clothes on us that people see. And we need to take off some of those clothes and put on some other ones. We need a new wardrobe. Hello.
Come on.
Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. We'll back up again. Put off concerning your former self. The old man which grows corrupt according to deceitful lust. Be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Ladies ought to get excited about this. You can go shop and get some new clothes. That's what he's wanting us to do.
Come on.
Yeah. Woohoo! And he says, 24th verse, that you put on the new man. That means put on something else. See, what you used to wear is not appropriate, but we're doing something else now. Now, if I were going to a banquet, I would wear certain clothes. If I was going to a wedding, I'd wear certain clothes. If I was going swimming, I'd wear certain clothes. Are you with me? If I was just sitting around the house, I'd wear certain clothes. It has a lot to do with where you're going. How you dress has to do with where you're going. I'm not talking about physical clothes. I'm just using that by analogy. It doesn't matter your physical clothes. You know, but you know yourself that some things are appropriate in some places and not appropriate in others. If you've ever been called for jury duty, one thing they say on that card when you're called for jury duty, that wear something that's appropriate for the dignity of the court. Hello. Because that there is something that is appropriate in court and there's something that's not appropriate in court. We all understand that. We spend a lot of time dressing for the occasion.
Amen.
Hello. But how much time do we spend really dressing from the inside? Mm.
Yeah.
That's what he's talking about here. And he's talking about our actions and our deeds and our words or clothes we're wearing of our own making and our own choosing. And there's certain things that we ought to put off. That's not appropriate. That won't work. Can't wear that. You know, I lost all faith in my ability to even pick clothes from having three daughters and a wife. I just gave up years ago. Sunday mornings, you know, I just walk in there and whatever Brenda lays out, that's what I put on, you know. And because I've gone through this for years. You know, I'd start to walk out of the house and Amanda or Charity or Jennifer, you know, oh, Dad, you're not wearing that. I said, well, yeah, I thought about it. Oh, that doesn't go with that at all. That shirt's terrible. You can't wear that shirt with those pants. That color doesn't work. Those shoes, oh, that's terrible. You got to wear those other shoes. And I'm going, what? What's wrong with it? They're just clothes. Oh, Dad.
Oh, yeah.
There I go back. And now, so over the years, it's got to where I just kind of ease out.
Yeah.
It's okay? What do you think? Does this look all right? And they said, no, that doesn't work. Okay. Run back and change, you know. And Jonathan's the same way. I mean, you know, he's ruined too. Three older sisters and a mama. Well, you know, you want to know the truth? In life, we probably don't always know what to wear. God always knows what's appropriate.
That's right.
He always does.
Amen.
And this is what he's telling us. He's telling us this is what we need to wear now. We need to go through our wardrobe. We need to throw some things away. We need to pick up some things. Hello. You need a new wardrobe. Amen. Throw out some of those old clothes. Get some new ones. Those old clothes, in one sense, as you grow, did you know clothes, you outgrow clothes? I'm not pointing anybody out here. Stay with me. And it's nothing worse than someone trying to wear clothes that they wore 30 years ago that don't fit anymore. No way. That would be inappropriate. It's inappropriate to wear clothes you've grown out of. Well, as you know, Paul uses the analogy, remember in 1 Corinthians 13:10, 13 chapter 10th verse, at least 10th verse, he says, when I became a man, I threw away childish things. You know, you can't wear the clothes now that you wore when you were 10 years old. That's obvious. They just won't fit, will they? But, you know, on a spiritual note or a spiritual analogy, as you grow in God, did you know certain things you used to do, you can't do anymore? There are certain things, even as a lost person, obviously, when you became a child of God, you have outgrown some of those clothes. And you need to put them off. And you need to put on some new clothes. Hallelujah. Yeah. Put on a new... Go in and just go through your clothes, see, and get a new wardrobe. Amen. Start weeding some things out and putting some new things in. And by analogy, he's talking about spiritual things. He's talking about being clothed really from within, as it were. So yeah, I just love that. You put away childish things. You put away childish things. You put away childish things. When I became a man, I put away childish things. Well, he's talking about certain clothes he doesn't wear anymore. Certain things he doesn't do anymore. And so he goes on and says, be renewed in the spirit of your mind that you put on the new man. I know you can play around with that word too. You know, I know it's semantics, but it still makes a little sense. A lot of people say, well, you Christians, it's just a big put on. Yeah, it is. It's a big put on. We put it on and put it on and put it on and put it on and we fake it till we make it. And a lot of Christianity is an act. We're acting it out because we're not where we ought to be. But we know it's the right thing to do anyway. And the more we act it out, the more we put it on, it ceases to be a put on. It ceases to be an act. See, the difference between this and a play or a movie, you can act out a part in a movie, and rightly so. That's just the system. You act out this part. And you know when the movie's over, you're back to who you are. But with deeds and actions and habits, you don't return. You make your habits first, then they make you. Think about it. You can get in the habit of loving people when you don't feel like it, and eventually, you just really start loving people. You can get in the habit of forgiving people when you don't feel like it, and eventually, you know what? It just comes natural because that habit has made you now. You made it first, then it made you. And this is the kind of acting that you do that you don't come back from. That's why it's so dangerous to live in sin and live in bitterness and live in anger. The longer you live in it, the more you become it. But you flip that coin. This is the good news. If you'll start doing what God says when you don't feel like it, if you'll start putting it on, and it is a put on, you start acting it out because, you know, you don't feel like it. It's not natural to you at all, but it's the right thing to do. The more you do it, the more you will become it. And as your years rock on, people look at you as a loving person, a Christ-like figure, someone who exemplified Jesus. And it didn't start out that way. And there were days you didn't feel that way. But you know what? Now it's just natural to you, as it were. Amen. Hello. Good. Because this is the kind of clothes you wear. You always seem to have that on. Yes. You always seem to put that on every day. And so people see that. There are certain people I can kind of recognize them by the clothes they wear, naturally speaking. That's not a bad thing. I mean, we gravitate towards certain styles or whatever. But see, we can do the same thing spiritually. We can recognize a person. Oh, that so-and-so did what? Oh, yeah, they always do that. Well, they wrote me a note. And said, oh, yeah, you know, they write everybody notes. Sounds just like them. Because they're always wearing that set of clothes, that style of clothes. Whew. Hallelujah. So you need to find your fit. You need to find the proper attire. You need to put on the new man, which was created in according to God in true righteousness and holiness. Therefore, put away lying. Let each of you speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. Now, I'm not going to go through the whole list, but it would be good to read this whole chapter. It talks about a lot of things to do and a lot of things not to do. And so what he's, if you'll take the analogy, he's saying put this on and put this off. Oh, you're not going out looking like that, are you? Come on. I mean, get that off your face. Are you with me? Come on, get that smirk off your face. Get that frown off your face. Get that anger out of your voice. Don't put that on. That's not fitting for you. It doesn't fit you. You're a Christian. You're a believer.
That's good.
In fact, while we're in Ephesians, look at Ephesians 5. Ephesians 5, first verse says, therefore be imitators of God as dear children. I like the fact that actually even in Ephesians the 6th chapter, which is not going there, but he talks about the armor of God and tells you to put it on. Well, why would you put God's armor on? Because God wants you to be like Him. You're not God, but He wants you to be like Him. You are His children. You're His child. He's your father. And like father, like son. People should see Him in you. And He's telling you wear His clothes. They really fit, see? In fact, all the stuff you're trying to do and trying to say in life outside of the Bible doesn't fit you. It just doesn't fit right. It doesn't fit right in a marriage. It doesn't fit right in a family. It doesn't fit right on a job. You know what? I mean, you're squeezing the air out of your belly because you're wearing clothes that you should have thrown away 23 years ago. As an analogy, okay? I'm just... And you look funny. You ever seen people? They look so funny because I'm thinking, come on, get something that fits. A lot of times because we're not doing the right thing or saying the right thing or living the right way, we're showing sides of us that don't need to be shown.
Yes.
Enough of that. But anyway, Ephesians 5:1, therefore be imitators of God as dear children and walk in love as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God, a sweet smelling aroma. But fornication, uncleanness, covetousness, let it not be once named among you as become a saint. King James, New King James says, as is fitting for saints. I like that. I love that. Because if you think of the analogy, these things are not fitting for us. These things don't fit us. They don't wear well. Often you'll see somebody wear something, you'll think, well, they sure wear that well. You know, but there's a lot of things you don't wear well. And you know that, and I know that. There's certain things look good on you. Certain colors look good on you. Certain tight clothes look good on you. Some things you need to cover. Love covers a multitude of sins.
Yep.
Hello. See, you're wearing the right clothes, spiritually speaking.
Yeah.
So God's wanting us to dress up. He is wanting us to do that. But He's wanting us to dress properly.
Yeah.
And He's wanting us to have the right attire. Mm-hmm. We don't wear sin real well. As Christians, we don't wear bitterness and anger real well. You may think you're cute when you do that, but as a Christian, it doesn't look good. Hello. It doesn't wear well. It's not a good set of clothes. You ought to get that out of your wardrobe. Amen?
Yep. Amen.
Just root it out. Turn over to Proverbs 1. I'm going to stay with this analogy. Good stuff. Amen?
Amen.
Proverbs. And really, there's you can clothe yourself from the outside, or you can clothe yourself from the inside. I like that inside clothing. Proverbs 1. I was reading this just I think yesterday. Brent and I were just talking about this, and it ended just come alive. Proverbs 1. Of course, this is the Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David. There are some proverbs that he didn't write. The latter part of Proverbs. A lot of it's about wisdom, about instruction, about listening to the law of your father, the instruction of your father, the law of your mother. He goes on down here and says the seventh verse, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and instruction. My son, hear the instruction of your father, and do not forsake the law of your mother. For they, instruction and law, will be a graceful ornament on your head and chains about your neck, in other words, necklaces. I mean, they'll deck you out. The Word, if you wear the Word, you'll be decked out. You'll be looking fine.
Amen.
Are you with me? That's being clothed with the Word. Being clothed with the Word is the ornamentation you need. It is the accessorize, people. Come on, don't you know how to accessorize? You know, they got a program on TV. It's called What Not to Wear, you know. I think the church needs that. The church, we need a fashion show for the body of Christ. Spiritually speaking. Because we just wear any old thing. I mean, you know, we just any old thing. We say any old thing. We do any old thing. Oh, come on now. Some things just don't fit. You want to look good? You want to accessorize and get an ornaments? I guess it'd be likened to the Sunday hats, you know, women used to wear years ago. Used to be real popular. You don't see them much anymore. I mean, they were decked out with nice Sunday hats, and they'd get the shoes on. In fact, old Pentecostals talk about, I got my shouting shoes on. I'm going to church. Woo! And they get ready to go shout, you know. But they would get ready. They get ready, get dressed for the occasion. They're actually talking about their faith, talking about their expectancy. Amen? Talking about living right, living holy, because, man, we're going somewhere. We want to get ready for where we're going. Amen. Get dressed up right to go where we need to go. So here he's saying the law of God, the instruction of God, the word of God is a graceful ornament on our heads and chains or necklaces about our neck, jewelry. This is what really makes us shine. This is what really makes us stand out. We talk about natural material things like jewelry and so on and so forth. It's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. But really the greatest decoration, the greatest ornamentation, the greatest accessories are God's Word. Putting that on. That's really what he said over in 1 Peter. Turn to 1 Peter. We're shopping today. You women all be excited about this. We're going clothes shopping. Yeah, it's my favorite thing to do. I can't imagine how you can go into a clothes store and stay more than 2 minutes. I don't understand it. I mean, Brenda can go in there and in 2 minutes, I'm ready to go. I'm ready to go. I'm just, you know, I'm just walking around. I'm just okay. I'm ready to go. Drop me off at a bookstore, tool shop somewhere. I don't know. You know, I don't get it. You know, where's Bass Pro? I don't know where, you know. But you know what? That's why they look better than we do, guys. They spend a little more time on what they put on. And what? See, we don't spend time on what we put on. And scripturally, spiritually speaking, we got to put it on. We got to put on the Word. We got to put on the holy works, as it were. Well, notice what it says here in 1 Peter 3, in the talking about women. Third verse says, "Do not let your adornment be merely outward." King James says outward, but it actually is saying merely. It's "Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing the gold, or putting on a fine apparel." I've often heard people say, "Well, see, God's against women wearing jewelry, and God's against women." Plaiting their hair. But it also says putting on apparel. So I guess God's not against women wearing clothes, I know. The point he's making is don't let that be what you're all about. Sure, go ahead, fix your hair, wear the makeup. You know, as Brother Osteen used to always say, even a barn looks good when you put red paint on it. I mean, come on. Now, ladies, it's a joke, okay? You just go ahead and I don't want to lose you in the middle of my sermon. I think it's wonderful. You know, that's all great. But you are more than that. Hello. You are more than that. And don't let anybody kid you. You're more than your height. You're more than the shape of your body. You're more than the makeup that you have on. That's all well and good, and I think we ought to use some sense and have some, you know, have some consideration about us for others. I think it's fine to look good. We need to look good. That's fine. That's wonderful. But more than all that, we've got to dress up from the inside. And this is what he's telling them here. He says, Peter's saying in the third verse, "Do not let your adornment be merely outward, arranging the hair, wearing gold, put it on a fine apparel. Rather, let it be the hidden person of the heart with the incorruptible beauty of a gentle and a quiet spirit, which is very precious in the sight of God. For in this manner, in former times, the holy women who trusted in God also adorned themselves, being submissive to their own husbands." But the point he was making was they clothed themselves with humility. They clothed themselves with a quiet and a gentle and a spirit. They clothed themselves from within. And you are putting something on all the time.
That's right. Yeah. Amen.
And we need to examine it to see if it's going to be appropriate or not, if it's the right thing we should be wearing or not. That's what all this is about, because this is what we wear on our shoulders. You've heard of people saying they just wear their feelings on our shoulders. Well, we wear our spirit on our shoulders. We wear our inside on our outside. We do it through the way we treat people. We do it through the way we live, whether we live holy or not holy. And that makes more of an impression on people and really gives a better idea of who we are than the physical clothes we have on.
Amen.
And we take a lot of time getting dressed up for a certain occasion or go out. We won't go to town without fixing our hair and doing all these things that we do, and that's good, that's fine. But how much time do we spend getting dressed from the inside? Hello? What would be appropriate? I'm going here. I'm going to go visit this person. I'm going this place. What would be appropriate attire for that? Do we ever ask ourselves that? We do in the natural all the time. And we understand certain things are appropriate, certain things are not appropriate, depending on the occasion. But spiritually, we don't give much consideration to that. We ought to think a lot about that. We ought to look into the mirror of God's Word. James talks about it. He talks about looking in the mirror of God's Word. Now, we'll look into a mirror in the natural to get ready, but how much time do we spend in the mirror of God's Word to see what we need to adjust and fix? And are you with me? Woo, hallelujah. See, really, we come to church to find out what to wear. We come to church to find out how to dress. And so today we're having a fashion show. Whatever they do. But anyway, that's it. That's all I'm going to do. But anyway, turn with me to Isaiah. Isaiah 61. This is good. This helping you today.
Amen.
Isaiah 61. You know what's always appropriate? The smile. Yeah. Kind word. It always fits the occasion. Some things will work in any place, you know, and that'll always work. Love always works. Love's a good thing. That's always a great thing to wear. You ought to put a little love on before you leave the house. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Put a little forgiveness on. Put a little holy living on, you know. It's never out of style. It's always appropriate. This is where Jesus actually quotes this when he starts his ministry. You know, Luke the 4th chapter. The 14th verse, he comes out of the wilderness being tempted by the devil. It says he returned in the power of the Spirit. The 18th verse, after he went into Capernaum to the synagogue on the Sabbath day, they handed him a scroll. He found the place where it was written in red. The 18th verse, the 4th chapter, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, for he hath anointed me. Remember that? Luke 4:18. Well, this is what he was reading. And this is how he started his ministry. First verse, Spirit of the Lord is upon me. Of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord has anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. And he goes on to list several things. And he stops with the second verse, but notice the third verse, to console or to appoint those who mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning or weeping, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. We often wear a cloud of heaviness. And God wants you to take that off and put on the garment of praise. Think about it. We all fight certain things in our lives. We all fight, everybody's different. But if not careful, we're wearing what we're fighting on our face. We're wearing it on our clothes. We're wearing it on us. And we need to put it off and put on something else. Make yourself smile. Hello. Fake it till you make it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. Keep doing it. You'll break through it. Get up, get out, go call somebody, go see somebody. Don't crawl in a closet in a cloud of depression. Don't do that. Don't isolate yourself. You say, well, I got this just weight on me. Well, get it off of you. Start praying. Start call somebody up. You got to force yourself through it. You do. You have to do that. It's a matter of putting clothes on. It's a matter of putting clothes off. And it's not to say it's not there. Of course it's there. God knows it's there. We know it's there. Let's do something about it. Let's change clothes.
Amen.
Amen. So he says, put on the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they may be called the trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he may be glorified. In fact, he used that analogy in that same chapter. Notice the 10th verse. I will greatly rejoice in the Lord. My soul shall be joyful in my God, for He has clothed me with garments of salvation. He has covered me with a robe of righteousness. As a bridegroom decks himself with ornaments, and as a bride adorns herself with her jewels. God wants to make us look good. He really does. He wants to show us off. And what He shows, what He decks us out with, and what He shows us off with, and what He paid a great price for, more than anyone ever bought for their wife, more than any dress or jewels or diamonds that anyone ever bought to adorn their wife, to make their wife look good. What He bought for us cost Him His Son and the blood of Jesus so He could clothe us with righteousness. Amen. That's an awesome thought when you think about it. That we could take this robe of righteousness and put it on us and show off to the world, show God off to the world. Show what a great Father we have and a great husband we have in Jesus. Amen. That He has clothed us with humility. That He has clothed us with His love. He has clothed us with His righteousness. We have a robe we put on. I hope you know you've been married into another family now. Amen. Amen. You've come out of poverty into great riches. What are you still wearing those old clothes for? Hello? Amen. You're not just looking bad. You're making Him look bad. When you go out there and you're angry and you're mad and you're upset and you're in sin and you do all these things. Oh, come on now. It's not all about you. It's about Him. Amen. It's a reflection on Him. He's the supplier of our needs. He's the one He's the shepherd of our soul. He's the one that has bought us not with gold and silver, wood, hay, and stubble, but with the precious blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm telling you, we got a new wardrobe. Hallelujah. Amen. It's important. Amen. And so, you know, when you think about clothes and putting clothes on, think about that. You know, turn over to 1 Samuel. This is good. 1 Samuel. These are some of my musings now, my thoughts, but this is good stuff. You know, here's an amazing story. Samuel, David, and Goliath. We taught on it the other night how that David came up against Goliath and took him out with a stone, you know, because he knew his God, and he knew his covenant, and so on and so forth, and he wasn't afraid. He was bold, courageous to do the works of God. But it's amazing when David started believing God, standing on the word and so on, and it got to Saul's ears, the king. Saul called him in. He comes in and, you know, David tells Saul, don't worry about it. I'm going to take care of this giant. You know, I'll handle it for you. And so he says, man, you can't do this. You're a youth, and Goliath is a man of war from his youth. David said, let me tell you a story. He says, I out keep my dad's sheep, and a lion came up and got one of the sheep, and I walked over and I grabbed that lion by the beard. I caught him by the beard, got that lion out of that lamb out of his mouth, and I killed him. I smote him. I killed him. And a bear came up and did the same thing, and I killed him. Pretty good story. Bare-handed. Okay. All right. Well. And he told me, he says, the same God that delivered me out of the paw of the lion and the mouth of the lion, paw of the bear, will deliver me out of the hand of this uncircumcised Philistine, seeing he's defiled the armies of the living God. He's bold. He knew. See, he knew who he was, and he was wearing it well. He was wearing it well. And Saul, at that point, no argument left. He said, go and the Lord be with you. But here was a big mistake, I think, that took place here. David caught it. Saul tried to put his clothes on David. You got no business wearing another man's clothes. Another man's calling. I don't know who you've been around, I don't know who you're hanging around, but don't you pick up their clothes. And David had enough sense not to. It says here in 1 Samuel 17, chapter 38, verse, so Saul clothed David with his armor, put a bronze helmet on his head, also clothed him with a coat of mail. David fastened his sword on his armor and tried to walk, for he had not tested them. And David said to Saul, I cannot walk with these, for I have not tested them. So David took them off. You know, maybe you're trying to wear somebody else's clothes. I don't know. Maybe you think somebody's real cool and you're just trying to be like them. Hey, listen, you know, we're wired that way. We really are. I mean, let's face it. We're all influenced by people. Associations are so important. Fellowship is so important. The Bible talks about it over and over and over. And a lot of times we're being clothed by our fellowship or clothed by our associations or clothed by those that influence us. You can see it in people. Listen, we wear certain clothes because we're living here. And you know, East Texas, they wear clothes a little different, maybe up north. See a lot more cowboy hats and cowboy boots down here. You go hunting, or hunting as we say in East Texas, you camo out, man. I mean, you know, that's the association. That's what you do. You see young people that love a certain actor or actress or a certain rock star or whatever, and they'll start acting like him and dressing like them. You ever notice that? Because of the influence and the association. And what I don't think we always realize, as spiritually speaking, as Christians, those that we hang around with, we begin to pick up their clothes. And sometimes we pick up the wrong clothes. Things that don't fit. We pick up things because everybody else is doing it. You've got to understand the power of influence, association, and fellowship. You've got to understand that. And you've got to understand that's the way you're wired. That's okay when you understand it. Just make sure, intelligently make a decision to get around people you know are serving God that are going to bring the right association. Because you're going to pick up their wardrobe. It's just going to happen. Hello. And when someone tries to hand you their clothes, you better make sure they fit. Sometimes they just don't fit. I've had people try to hand me their clothes, you know, spiritually speaking. Well, you know, we do this or whatever. No, they don't fit me. They don't fit me. And I'd really rather not someone else dress me anyway, unless it's Brenda. Need to learn to pick your own clothes. Are you with me? Unless you're married to Brenda. You need to learn to dress yourself, unless you're married to Brenda. I have to keep adding that. But anyway, you have to learn as a Christian, as a believer, to find out where your clothes are really hanging. The ones that really fit, they're hanging in the wardrobe over here called God's Word. Amen. Go over in that closet. Pick them out. They fit well. You wear them well. Amen? So when you think about this, do you dress yourself or do you let others dress you? Do you choose what you wear or do you put on what others hand you to wear? What clothes do you have on? Is it circumstances? Is it situations that clothe you? Are you different in different circumstances? That means you're just changing clothes. You're a clothes-changing artist. Hello? And I come out talking to you? I mean, I'm talking to me too. I mean, we let situations determine what we put on. Now we've got to recognize the power of that. You'll dress like who you hang out with. See, that's why the Bible talks about Psalms 1. I've quoted it many times. Blessed is the man that walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the way of the sinner, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight's in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he will be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does will prosper. Amen?
Amen.
Well, we're going somewhere. Amen? Now, if you have no place in mind, doesn't matter what you wear. Any old attire will do. But you need to ask yourself, am I going out like this? Hello? When you walk out the door, are you going to dress like that? You better get rid of that old garment, those jeans of discontent, that jacket of anger and bitterness. That shirt of unforgiveness or whatever, get it off. That you don't wear it well. Put on the new man. Woo, hallelujah. Get some new clothes. Come to the Christian fashion show and see what's in today. Amen. This is always in, and it always fits, and you will always wear it well.